Dean Lester is with us to preview the program. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Nards.
How did you find this meeting?
I can't see a lot of value in it. I think there's going to be a lot of fairly short price favourites that are going to run very well, but hopefully we can land on the right ones.
Well, let's have a look at the first. Look, this is a two-year-old maiden that's really been knocked around. You can take out runners 1, 3 and also 5. We've got number 1, Declaration of Heart at $1.95, OK Boss at $5.50, and Graceful Stars at $2.15, only the 3 runners.
Yeah, and I'd say the Friedman and Hayes stable were keen to keep this race alive and accepted with a couple of others, and hence we've got 3 runners here. I think Declaration of Heart's trial recently was pretty good at Flemington and looks a likely type. Graceful Stars, the one with the race experience on the board, and OK Boss's trial at Balnarring was even, worked to the line quite well, but I would put them in the order of 2, 6 and 4.
So 2, 6, 4 in the first. We look at the second, maiden over 24.47. The main ones here are the 4, Mr. Integrity at $3.50. 5, Tailored at 5, down to number 6, Unresolved at $2, and Costana Millie at $8.50.
Tipping Unresolved, number 6, I think $2 is too short, but the run at Geelong last start was good. It was up from 1,400 to 2,200 and didn't have the best of runs. Gets Stephen Baster aboard today, which is a plus. And I think it'll be very hard to beat from 4, Mr. Integrity. I don't think there's much doubt should have won at Burrumbeat last start. That was obviously a fairly modest maiden, but the extra distance of this race should suit. 7, Costano Millie's had a lot of tries, but the most recent form has been at least encouraging, the last run especially. And 5, Tailored, another one that's had 15 tries, but battled on okay in a similar maiden at 2,400 at Geelong last start. So one of these gets a chance to get out of the maidens. I think Unresolved's the most likely winner. I probably think about 250, 260 is a bit more reasonable price, but he's the one to beat. 6, 4, 7, 5.
6 from 4, 7 and 5. Well, over to the third now, a maiden over 15.30. There are no scratchings. The market sees number 2, Evolutionist at 3.20. Mosky at 5.50. 4.60, Smoke Signal. Then you're down to, you got it at 8.50. 6.50, Arundel Star. And then you're down to Bumgartner Miss, who's at 9. And $8 for number 9, Our Girl Babs.
I'm going to go with Evolutionist. Did certainly looked a hard luck story last week. Didn't get a lot of galloping room when it needed it. Stepping up to the 1,500 here is probably the slightest of queries. Bellespree gelding. But I'm going to go with number 2 to beat. 4, Smoke Signal. That was a pretty high-pressure maiden at Cranbourne. Rode the speed. Wasn't good enough to go with Keane, but Keane then went on to win at Caulfield last Sunday. So I think fitter for that run might be the danger. 8, Bumgartner Miss is a first starter. Was ridden along in a recent jump out at Balnarring and rolled along well. I think starting off at this trip can be very competitive on debut. And 7, Arundel Miss, who ran quite well here on Boxing Day, might be next best. But I think 2 and 4 are the key runners. 2, 4, 8, 7.
2 from 4, 8, 7. 4th is a maiden over 11.30. Take out 1, 4, 8 and also the 15. We've got number 3, Universal Thief at 8. Down to Esplanade at 5.50, the 7. Favourite is a first starter here for Darren Weir, number 9, a 1 ball at $2.60. Also a debutante second pick in Immaculate Secret, who's at 4. 6.50 for number 12, a Sonus Sally.
Yeah, the key runner is the first starter in number 9, 1 ball. Trialled quite well at Burrumbeat recently in a jump out and looked nice and sharp. It's had plenty of education and I think can use that draw and be hard to beat. Esplanade trial quite well recently at Flemington behind a promising galloper in Scarecrow. I would think that trial will be competitive enough to run well here. A first starter in Immaculate Secret. It's been in 2 fairly slow jump outs at Flemington, but I like the way it's quickened down. A high chaparral filly that'll probably be better as she gets over further, but I think she'll be very strong late, and 3, Universal Thief fitter for the first up run. 9, 7, 11 and 3.
We look at race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddie over 24.47. Runners 1 and 7 are out. We've got number 2, Aurora Rose at 2.40 favourite. 5.50 for Sailor's Falls, who's won its last 2. $4 for Poppy Holler, and then down to Cause, who's at $8.50.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the New South Wales winning form of Aurora Rose here. She's got 60 kilos, but certainly earned it, having won 2 of her past 3, and did run very well 2 starts back with 60.5 kilos when giving 8 kilos to the horse that beat her there, Lady Montoya. So I think that form's good enough to run very well here. You know she's going to be up on the pace. To beat 6, Poppy Holler, that's the worry for me with her. She hasn't won in her last 10 starts, but she keeps running consistent races and will be around the mark again. Three Sailors Falls. He had quite time between runs, 6 or 7 weeks going into Seymour. Good training effort by Nigel Blackerson to have him right for that race, and did a good job beating a horse called Eaton, who's been city performed since then on two occasions. So the form stacks up well. I think they're the main chances, and then next best maybe number 10 Cause. Back to this sort of grade, an easier 64 as opposed to Sandown last start might be next best. 2, 6, 3 and 10.
So we go 2 from 6, 3, 10. Look, the 6th race is a class 1. You can take out runners 2, 7 and also the 9. We've got number 3, Gouges at 8. Knight Commander's the favourite at 270. 330 for number 5, Triage. Aero Victory at 550. Just Simmer at 550.
Wouldn't need to take any shorter than the 270 about Knight Commander, Nards, but I do think he's the one to beat. It was a really impressive win at Kyneton back on Kyneton Cup Day. He had issues at his second run, and last time out, he wasn't beaten far from a wide draw. I think from barrier one, certainly better placed here, and he had a jump out last week just to keep him nice and sharp for this. Triage was a good run at Moonee Valley, first up beyond Sister Kitty Mac. Certainly looks he looks the main danger. They're the two for me, ahead of 8 Just Simmer back in distance and back to Geelong, where she was quite an impressive debut winner, and 11 wins are resuming. Probably better over slightly further, but from the draw, should get a great run and could get into the placings. 4, 5, 8 and 11.
4, 5, 8, 11. Look, race 7 over 13.30. You can take out number 12. Two equal favourites here. One of them, number 1, It's a Shame Billy at 4.40. We've got the Four Lady Skills at 4.40. 9.50 for 8, Mambo Italiano. She'll strike you at 7, and then you're looking at Phoenix Dane, who is an $8 chance.
Yeah, hardest race of the day for me, Nards. I'm going with Lady Skills first up. She is a first up winner, and recent jump out at Balnarring looked quite good, drawn to get a lovely run, and I just think it looks well placed here to beat 1. It's a Shame Billy. He hasn't won for a long time, but 64 grades where he's at his best, and his run at Sandown last start was quite sound. He'll be strong again in the finish. 11, Phoenix Dane. I thought her effort last start was quite good, and I just think getting onto a bigger track will really help her. She seems to have been getting off the bit very early around the tight tracks and chasing home well, but I think the bigger track will certainly help. And 9, She'll Strike You, who did a good job to win first up and backed up with a solid run at Yarra Valley last start, next best. But that's the really tough race of the quaddie. 4, 1, 11 and 9.
4, 1, 11, 9. And the last race, race 8, here you can take out the 11. We've got number 1, Reigning in Paris at $6, $8 for Bring It. Cry If I Want To at $9, $8.50 for Macchino. Then you're down to $2.90 for Sky Punch, $8.50 for Life of Waldo, and Sky Lakes at $5.50.
Just needs a little bit of luck from the Awkward Draw Sky Punch, hoping that they'll roll along at a pretty good speed here, and I think he'll be hard to beat. Number 7, he ran well first up at Sandown. It was just too short for him. He's a winner here at Geelong. I think he's the one to beat. 12 Sky Lake will be part of the speed element, I'd imagine. Will be right there all the way, and has been, recent runs have been good enough to run well here. 4, Macchino, doesn't win out of turn, but another one that should be able to make its own luck and run well. And wouldn't be surprised if 5, Roxetta, improved sharply. Just got snagged right out of the race last start. Hadn't raced for about 8 weeks. Actually, right on the line, was working home okay. If it lands a little bit closer to the speed, could be an improver. 7, 12, 4 and 5.
7 from 12, 4 and 5. And what about a best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
Yeah, I'm going to make Knight Commander the best. Nards, race 6, number 4. It was really hard to find value, but wasn't my top selection, but I think race 3, number 4, Smoke Signal Each Way will give you a good run for your money. The quaddie, first leg 2, 3, 6, second leg 4 and 5, third leg 1, 4, 5, 6, 9, 11, last leg 7 and 12. Player of the day is the Daily Double, numbers 4 and 5 in the first leg into numbers 7 and 12 in the second leg.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dean. Good luck today.
Beauty. Thanks, Nars.
Dean Lester in his preview of Geelong. It's now 29 past 10.